Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Hello and welcome to a Monday edition of the Weekly Conversations. This is hilarious, folks. The Academy Award and the Oscar goes to, I didn't even know there was such a thing. I forgot they even did that. Oh, don't worry. It's gone in the toilet so bad. Jimmy Kimmel, no one cares anymore. Oscar winning everything and everywhere director. They support Dragon, all this stuff. Like, you're not hurting anyone by having kids in Dragon. Kids supporting Dragon, all this stuff. The never-ending battle in Paris as radicals clash with cops set fire as Macron's retirement age increase clear Senate. They need to have a thing, okay? At this age and up, it's 62. Anything under that, you go to the 64 age. There was a time where you could literally, like, you can get fired and almost be better in unemployment. I'll get into that. And the New York Times, imagine this, fails to mention Newsom's absence and story of snow deaths. With all the snow deaths from the climate crisis blizzard in California, yeah, they forget to mention that Newsom just kind of disappeared. Yeah, especially when he was telling everyone, when they're having like travel bans for like the Californians where they couldn't leave during COVID, he was always going somewhere. Move along now, nothing to see here. I mean, the number of youth that identify as transgender surges. It's ridiculous. Chinese police torture elderly Christian man for 24 hours. Because over there, oh yeah, if you get permission, you can have like some churches, you get permission and then they're trying to shut him down and trying to, hey, he did illegal stuff. Hey, we're trying to let you be a Christian, but you did illegal stuff and they tried to torture this guy to go against the people that he was there with. And nope. U.S. scrambles to prepare financial backstop to stave off banking panic. That's code for taxpayer-funded bailout. I'm just waiting for them. I would not doubt it if there's going to be some sort of stimulus they're going to try to do for everybody, like another check or something. Vindicted Christian street preacher's misgendering conviction was overturned. Yeah, he basically said, hey, you're a biological male. I'm calling you what you are. Nope. And they tried to shut him down. He was looking at like 12 months and 80 hours of like community service and work without pay and all this stuff, and it was overturned. A high school cheer coach arrested after having sex with daughter's underage boyfriend over 300 times. Yeah, if you ever saw the movie, To Catch a Predator, yeah, most of the people that were on that show were guys, but this is a woman who had sex with her underage boyfriend over 300 times. Yeah. Women do this too. It's not only males. Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel's ratings are poison. Yeah. I'll get into the Oscar ratings. I didn't even know they existed anymore, but don't forget this, folks.
Hey, my name is Ryan Leake. I'm an author and speaker from Dallas, Texas, and the verse of the day is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 6. It says, love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Today's verse requires you and I to be very, very, very honest. Here's why. Because what I know about you, what I know about me, that we both have people in our lives that, well, we don't necessarily wish that bad things would happen to them, but when they do, part of us is happy. Oh, this is especially true if there's somebody in your life that you compare yourself to, and often you deem them ahead of you in some way, shape, or form. I mean, whether you see this person as prettier, richer, or more influential, then there can be this thing in us that actually delights in their demise. Something in us enjoys seeing them lose, and that's just not love. I mean, throughout Scripture, we see the many facets of what love is and is not. What's interesting to me about this particular description of love is it doesn't require sacrifice on our end. It doesn't require us to do something in this particular instance. It just requires us to check our hearts. Love creates enough space in our hearts to be happy for other people. Is there anybody in your life that you would enjoy seeing them become a little less successful? Do something crazy love would do today and actually pray for that person. That's what I want you to think about today.
That's right, that's 1 Corinthians 13:6. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day. And I just love all these videos that have been coming out recently. There was one that really got me, and I'm trying to think of where it's from. There was a tornado, and it went through this area and went by this church, and this church had the three crosses, the cross of Jesus and then the two sinners, and the two sinners' crosses were knocked down, and Jesus' cross is standing. And when you look at, I love those, when like they have like a church that got burnt down, of course someone's cutting at it that he said he likes a church that got burnt down. And it is flooded because they put thousands of gallons of water to take out the fire and everything. And there's nothing left, but there's like an 1820 Bible untouched, not even wet. And the thing is charred to the ground. You got Kelsey Grammer coming out. Even Jim Carrey's kind of said some stuff about, you know, believing and stuff. And, you know, I mean, what you got to look at like with Eminem and stuff like that, are they denouncing their past? And yeah, that was who I was. That's not me now. You know, Eminem can't be a Christian and be singing his old rap songs. I mean, because, you know, me and my wife kind of get into it a little bit in terms of like, because, and this is a fun topic. And when I mean get into it, it's kind of like, well, there are words to me that like, if I say like the Hoover Dam, if I say the word D-A-M by itself, you know, it's one of those things that, like, you know, like, to her, that's a bad word. I mean, to her, that's very bad. And like, it's never been a bad word to me, and God hasn't convicted it because I still say it. You know, kind of like the old, like, 2 a.m. Howard Stern skit where he said, oh, you can't say the word C-O-C-K. You can't say cock on the air, but you can say cock-a-doodle-doo. You know, you can say pussy willow in regards to the plant, but if you say the first word by itself, you can't do it, you know? And it's like, you know, and to me, it's like, what determines a curse word? And it's like, I try not to say things, certain words, because to me, they're not bad, but to my wife or whoever, it may be that that's a bad word. So, you know, and it's just one of those things, but I just love to see, like I was talking about the other, I talked about this on Thursday, about the lady that was on the plane, and she has kept Jesus, 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 Jesus over and over again, and it took 2 hours to get her off the plane, and the whole time it took her to get her off the plane, they found out that there was something wrong with the plane that would have taken it down. You know, they had, because Trump is speaking in Iowa, and I think he's on right now, and I can't really listen, I'm not really able to listen to it. But just one of those things. Let's see if they're on here. But it's one of those things that it's just hilarious because, like, when they were doing this, there was a guy with an AmeriGas thing, and when he was doing this AmeriGas thing, no joke, he was like anti-Trump and like honking the horn and doing all this stuff and like in a company truck. You know, it's sad. I mean, it's one of those, we have freedoms. It's like these, like I watched this video and had these fascists. And these fascists were like tearing down these conservative signs and all this stuff. I'm like, well, and then these people go, you're the one that you can't, well, you can have your signs up. You call us fascists, but you're the one tearing down signs and doing this and this. And, you know, and it's just, it's funny. It's really hilarious. And because of Peter Button Plug, whatever his name is, that dude, they're going old school because they couldn't get their equipment there and all this stuff. It's ridiculous. And that's the problem in this world, you know. I think there's millions of people. I mean, like, yeah, I'm glad this January 6th footage is coming out, but I want to see something happen with it. I want to see butts held accountable. People that have been in jail for like 2 years, and some in solitary confinement for, and their lives are ruined, and they did nothing but try to go into their own house. Glenn Beck even went off on it because like all this stuff is coming up. This January 6th footage is misleading. It's missing information because it's not edited like you want it to. It's showing things that you don't want it to. It's sickening. I mean, I'm tired of every time I turn on Facebook, I see another person bites the dust. Someone dies. It's ridiculous. You know, I never remember a day where it's like, all these people, like, you're going to kill us all because I'm protected from the vaccine, but you're going to kill me because you didn't get it. It's like these people that literally be like, you have a mask on. If you have a mask on, how am I going to, if your mask works, how am I going to spread the virus to you? You could say, well, yeah, well, it's some protection, but it's not perfect. But yours would make it even better. They've actually proven that masks don't even work, but you're never going to, there are people that no matter what you show them about masks, they're never going to believe the masks don't work. And that's what they're, you know, no matter what you prove to them, masks don't work. Masks are, yeah, but you can show all the proof in the world that masks are ineffective, they don't work in anything, and there are people who are like, oh, whatever, that you need to just shut up and wear a mask. I mean, it's kind of redundant, but I remember people that would wear a mask in their homes that would be social distancing at home when they weren't going out or doing anything. Okay, since they started us locking down, have you left your home? No. So how can you have COVID? Yes, my kids brought over masks that they got, and they put them in the garage, and after 2 days, we put them on. Have you been anywhere? Have you left the house? You haven't left the house, but how are you going to get COVID? You know, these people call us fascists, but they're the one tearing down, they're the one censoring speech. I'm the fascist. I want you to have your right to speak. I want you to, if you really truly believe that socialism and communism is the way to go, if you think that what North Korea is doing is great, if Cuba has a great country, you know, why are there hundreds of thousands of people at the border trying to get into America if communism works? If what these college kids want works, why are they coming here to get away from it? You're wanting the very thing they're running away from. Oscar winning Everything Everywhere All at Once director defends drag queen and drag children, a threat to nobody. The number of kids, it's, what is it? I want to get into this number, because this is scary. This is scary. 2017, just over 15,000 cases. It has skyrocketed in 2021 to 42,000 of kids that have gender dysphoria. That literally, I mean, these are kids that are having like things done that are permanent. Sorry, there are things that I did when I was 15 years old that I don't do anymore. That's not my thing anymore. I mean, not too many people that I grew up with that used to skateboard still skateboard. It's crazy when I saw it and I looked, I'm like, wow, Lance Mountain, Steve Caballero, Mike McGill, some of them still actually skateboard. Wow, I don't know hardly anyone that I grew up with in high school and still skateboards. That was a fact. There's a reason why Jesus Revolution is blowing box office expectations, because people don't want this drag queen crap. When you have a lady that was in line and her 15-year-old daughter's late to class because she has to wait to use the bathroom because she is the problem, because the men have a right to use the women's restroom. And I said men have the right to use it. I'm not saying trans anything. I'm talking a man has a right to use the women's restroom. Period. Period. A man has a right to use the women's restroom. I mean, when I was so if I'm understanding this correctly, like the guy in Right Side Broadcasting was saying this, he goes, yeah, when I was a kid, you know, you had to stand for national anthem, you had to have your hand on the heart. If you don't want to stand for this national for the national anthem or the Pledge of Allegiance or anything, why do you want to be here? If you don't respect this country, why are you here? You don't have to, if you don't like capitalism, why don't you go to a country that has socialism and communism like you want? If it's so great, why not go to their country? Why not get their free college education? If everything is given to you and it's all free and it's all great, why don't you go there? I can't believe you. America was founded on immigrants. How dare you be against these migrants? No, I'm not against these migrants. I'm just laughing at the fact that all these people that there's a lot of people who want communism and socialism in this country and think it's great, but then support all these migrants coming here. That's an oxymoron. It's like the feminists who are okay with guys thinking they're women. If a male wants to use the women's restroom, 9 times out of 10, there's no stipulation to it. Like, well, what does he have to do before he can enter as a male into the women's bathroom? What does he have to do? Does he have to be going to a psychiatrist for like a year or two? I mean, does he have to prove that, yes, he is going through this? He truly does believe he's transgender. He's going, or is he just like, I mean, I know there's no way in a million years I could have said I was a chick to get into the girls' locker room. No way. I'd have been, okay, you need help. Now, in today's society, if you complain because a girl is saying, hey, this guy's getting dressed in my locker room, she's the problem. Yeah, you're going to need to go to re-education camp because, I mean, you're really the problem. I mean, you need to be more supportive of this guy that wants to get... So I have to be supportive of a dude who pretends to be a chick just so that he can be in and see me undress? Are you kidding? And this number of kids, and I've talked about this a lot, and I've had people say, well, you're hard, even my niece is like, yeah, you say the same things over and over again, but... This is an epidemic. And these kids, they're taking stuff and having things done to them that's irreversible. I think I'm a girl, even though I'm a biological male, so I'm going to take pills and stop the male hormone production. And there are people that have permanent hair loss that never comes back. There had a lady that had like all these pills. It's what I have to take now because I was duped into thinking I was something I wasn't. No offense. No offense. I truly mean no offense, but wait a minute here. I don't care if I offend anybody. I don't care about that. All the things I used to do when we were kids, that's not me. I mean, it's nice to see some of these people that are actually coming forward from back in the day that, hey, I did all this stuff because I was duped into believing I was something other than I am, and now I'm not. And now I'm having problems permanently because of it. Because you're 6 years old, because you're 12 years old, and there's things that we did when I was a kid. Imagine if, like, tight-rolled jeans were, like, a permanent thing, and you did them, okay, or bell-bottoms. Remember when you had, like 15 pounds of hairspray in your hair? You had your hair with a big, like, bangs that were, like, 10 feet tall? Oh, yeah, you had to have that. Now you look like Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Don't worry, folks. You know, these Hollywood elites, like Daniel Scheinart, who's defending drag queens and stuff, and no, there's a reason why you have to be 16 before you can drive. There's a reason why your insurance is very high in the beginning. There's a reason why you have to be 21 before you can drink and 21 before you can buy tobacco and all this stuff. There was a period where Dave Gerlach, and I've talked about this before, the Winston Man. His job was to recruit new smokers in 1982 when the dangers of smoking was coming very apparent. And his job was to get 4 to 5 to 6,000 kids smoking a day. And we're new recruitment smokers. They were, I'm being told, 12, 13, and 14-year-old boys. Because you want to get them before they realize that, hey, this is not safe. This is not dangerous. They can get hooked. They already knew that it was deadly and it was highly addictive. They were trying to get it before the kids knew any better. That's the problem we have in today's society. Oh, it's not harming anyone. Bull crap. You're trying to push a belief on a kid that he's this or that when he's too vulnerable. That's why we don't allow certain things. Because 99% of the people that I know of have changed. And you get these young kids that think, I'm a chick. And what happens? They're not. And they're convincing these kids to do irreversible things at an age where they're just kind of going along with whatever. And it's sad. I mean, Jimmy Kimmel had an Oscar rating of 16 million. Just so you understand, 16 million, that's a lot of people. You're trying to discredit the Oscars. Okay, then why in 2014 did they have 43.7 million? It's for like NASCAR. The Daytona 500 track held more people when Dale Sr. won it in 97 than it does now. They have more people, so even if they sell out, because they say, these racetracks sell out, what do you mean, NASCAR's, da-da-da-da-da. And if you look at the seating capacity, most tracks have lowered their seating capacity. They don't hold as many as they used to. So when they sell out, there's still fewer people than there used to be. 2014, from 2013 to 2023, 2014 was the highest number at 43.7 million viewers. And the virus year, it only had 10.4 million. This year, it had 16 million. Most of the time, I don't even know this happens until after the fact, and they say, yeah, the Oscar goes to, I wasn't watching, I don't care. 43.7 million in 24. It's gone down. It's 16 million. No one cares. People are starting to realize and wake up, hey, look at Damar Hamlin. That guy had billions. He's a football player. And where did it get them? I remember, I've told my wife about this. There were times where I thought, going to be a celebrity because nothing happens to celebrity. You know, I thought like you were like immune if you're a celebrity and you can never have anything happen to you. But oops. You know, and that's the problem. People are starting to wake up and realize, hey, you know, the world don't revolve around celebrities. I mean, it's just ridiculous. No, no, people are done. It's like we want to watch the movies to get away from it. It's kind of neat to see people like Kirk Cameron come out with his faith. You know, it's neat to see Scott Baio come out and know he's a conservative. It's kind of nice that John, but you know, that's who, but so what? I want to see them for the movies. I want to watch it for the movie. If you're a Christian, great. Share your faith. Don't back down. It's, you know, and that's the thing. But it's kind of nice now that you have choices, you know, in this world. Because, you know, like, I just wish there was, like, a cell phone company and a computer company that was, like, a conservative, you know. So you could get, like, a computer like an Apple or, like, an iPhone-type phone that's made by a company that's conservative. You know, because you got the Black Rifle Coffee Company. You got Terrence K. Williams is going to do coffee. I don't know if it's out yet, but Mike Lindell's got a coffee coming out, and you know, everyone's going to be, it's nice that you can have some stuff other than woke Starbucks and some of these woke corporations. Kind of nice. Yeah, it's funny. Yeah, because like, you know, when you hear this, our coffee comes in all kinds of flavors. Yeah, I don't think Juan Valdez is stealing a field full of maple nuts, you know. To me, coffee is black. I've never been a fan of flavored coffees. You know, if I wanted to add, like, a flavored cream to it just for the fun of it, but but, you know, it's this whole world's changed. You know, when I grew up, the problem is you can't discipline. You can't do anything. You got kids that don't know anything. How many stars on the flag? What state is, what country is Delaware in? Who was the first president? I mean, basic questions. If you don't want me to speak my mind as a Trump supporter, then you don't support the, then how can you support the freedom of speech? How can you support the First Amendment? You don't support the First Amendment because if you don't want my freedom of speech, I'm not going to take down your poster. There are people that have had stuff and they've had like they bought a sign and they put it out and the liberal hated it and took it and tore it up and all this stuff. And they were like, yeah, that was someone's sign. You technically stole it and destroyed property. Yeah, you're going, what? It's like these Karens that they videotape when they try to, when, hey, you have a broken taillight and you don't, and you didn't, we have a broken taillight. You're violating the law. And they think they're above the law. And they take off and then they get arrested for, like, resisting arrest. Or like this lady that had, like, a hat that had vulgar stuff on it. You can't have vulgar writing on there. Now, if it was a, like, Make America Great hat and they called that vulgar. See, Trump stuff doesn't promote hate. It just shows your hatred for him. Let me see where I'm at, folks. We got about 29 minutes left in the program. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. It's sad that, I mean, a lot of this stuff recycles, but it's ridiculous that we have this world where, how dare you? My son wants to use the women's restroom, and it's his right, and how dare you discriminate him? Yeah. When I was a kid, they'd be like, okay, yeah, we're going to get you help. Yeah, yeah, it's not normal for you to want to use a women's restroom. We didn't have litter boxes in the... I've said it on the program. I can't wait till a time in like 10 years or whatever when these people aren't that way anymore that are like, hey, I had to have a litter box in the classroom. I thought it was a kitten. Oh, Lord. Yeah, I need to have a little hamster wheel because I think I'm a hamster. That's what I'm waiting for next, someone to want a hamster wheel in the class. Yeah, I'm definitely allergic to hamsters, so if you're... So, yeah, either the hamster goes or my kid goes. You can't say it's not a hamster. Because, I mean, it's just sad that we... That that lady that was in line for the Trump rally tonight, and she's like, my 15-year-old daughter has to wait halfway in between class. She has to wait till the very end because there are guys that are using the women's restroom and she doesn't feel comfortable. And she's 15 years old in high school. And she's the one when she brings it up. Oh, well, she's the one that needs to go to like re-education camp type thing because she needs to be supportive of those guys. She's the problem. Excuse me? The greatest, most beautiful girl in the world just came in. Folks, out there, I ask you to pray for my wife, as always. But it's this world we live in. I mean, I don't understand this world we live in, folks. You know, well, no, it's optional when they had the Pledge of Allegiance. It wasn't optional when I was a kid. It's like, okay, if you're not going to stand for the national anthem or the pledge, then what are you doing here?
You're headed to the office.
Yeah, you're headed to the office. Like, why do you want to be here? Like I was talking about earlier in the program, folks, why are hundreds of thousands of people coming from countries that have this socialism and communism you think is so great here that you want here? Seriously, folks, if you really think that is so great, then ask yourself, why are they coming here? Why are all these migrants coming from a communist socialist country to escape it if it's so great? Why don't you use their free education? Why don't you get their free health care? It's crazy, folks. But I want to get into this because this is a never-ending story. Paris radicals crash with cops and set fire to Macron's retirement age increase as it clears the Senate in France. Because this has been going on forever. You know, there was a time where if you lived in France, you could actually get fired and be on a French unemployment. That'd almost be better than working. It'd almost be, and it's, you would, you actually, it was kind of like COVID, to where like when there are people that didn't want to go back to work because their COVID benefits are better. Most people are making more on COVID benefits than they were working, so they didn't want to work. I mean, that's the thing. I think they should have incentives for everyone in America that, okay, to where you, because they get people complacent. Well, look at how much I get. Look at how much I get. I don't want to work. I know people that literally, can you work some? Yeah, and you should work some. You know, it's like they want to, you know. But they want to raise the age from 62 to 64, and it's basically going to go into law. And they're, like, trying to stop it. And they're, like, you know, they need to – I don't know if they have because I haven't heard much about it, but I think there is something – there needs to be something. I've not seen if there's an exemption in it. Like, okay, at a certain age, you're grandfathered in at 62, but after that, it's 64 and up. But I'm understanding they're going to move it to 64 for everybody. And people like, well, I was told when I was, you know, this, what I was, you know, I was guaranteed X, Y, and Z. And now I can't be guaranteed X, Y, and Z, and they don't know what to do, and it's just sad. It's just really, yeah, it is, because it's never gonna. I mean, it's a thing in this world where, in France, look what I was guaranteed, and now when they can't guarantee it and they're having problems, hey, we got to do something here. And people are already, like, they're already taxed too much, you know. But don't worry, all those banks in Silicon Valley, don't worry, folks. They're gonna bail them out with your dollars, you know. It's like, at some point, people in Paris gotta realize, hey, the people gotta realize, you can't make that. Sorry, folks, we can't afford it. You know, it's kind of like, well, I want to buy this for this much. There's a reason why, okay, like when people go into Pawn Stars, yeah, I want like $10,000 for it. There's no leeway. You can't go any less. I paid more than 10 for it. You know, like I want 14,000 for it. 14? You can't do 9? I paid more than 9 for it. And there are people that come in expecting to get something for, let's say, like $1,000. When, because there's things that I've bought, and I've handmade, I bought this for $100, and I'll give you 50 for it. I paid more than that for it. That's what they go for. I mean, and then people get mad when, okay, how can I make money when you want more for it than I paid for it? You know, and it's like in Paris, they can't keep affording, you know, that, you know. People want all this stuff the way that they were used to, and it's like, hey, well, wait a minute here. It's kind of like someone that has a gold chain and they pawn it for $100. They pawn the gold chain for $100, $100, $100, $100. And then the one time gold goes way down, then they only get $50 for the chain to get pissed off. Wait a minute here. It's bull crap. I want $100. Well, the price of gold's gone down, so this chain isn't worth as much as it used to be, so I can only give you $50 or this will come in, and they go nuts. You know, they can't keep affording to do the pension age at 62. They got to move it to 64. And people don't understand that. Okay. And, you know, and then they get all mad. Sorry, folks. At some point, you're going to have to say, and that's enough. It's going to go into fruition. There's going to be people that are mad. And they've had stuff like where, hey, they have like unions, and they're done in a way stuff in Europe to where, okay, like, well, we're moving the factory. We're shutting it down. We just can't shut it down. We have rights. We have all this stuff. And that's what they're trying to say. We have all these. And that's, you know, and that's what's going on in this world, you know. It's like, don't worry, folks, just like this Silicon Valley Bank. Don't worry, folks. The U.S. scrambles to prepare financial backstop to stave off banking panic, because one bank fails, are other banks going to be right behind them? Oh, they're going to taxpayer. They're going to taxpayer-funded bailout. I just can't wait. Because, you know, they want to do it. It's going to be a taxpayer-funded bailout to help this bank. Where are the liberals going to be? When we had no wars under Trump, when we weren't going into any wars under Trump, where were the anti-war liberals saying, hey, I don't like Trump, but hey, he's gotten us out of wars? I didn't hear. No, I would love for someone to show me a video of a liberal saying, hey, I don't agree with Trump, but hey, at least we're not at war now. I never heard that. I'm not, you know, they're just going to, you know, because people are going to panic. Because one bank fails, when are they all going to fail? Well, they want the dollar to collapse so that they can bring in a. It's all the capitalists that causes know, with all these idiots that just think that, hey, don't worry, we got a problem, we'll just bail them out, we'll just print more money. Kind of like, wow, if this baseball card is worth $10,000, imagine if I had 100 of them. Well, if you had 100 of them, then the price would go way down because that's a $10,000 baseball card because there's not too many and it's really old and it's very rare and it's in really good condition. So if you had 100 like that, they wouldn't be as rare, so it wouldn't be as valuable. Because I remember there was that one time on Pawn Stars that had like this spacesuit, like this flight suit. And he was, oh yeah, I want this much. Yeah. A couple years ago, you could have gotten that. But not now. Guess what? Because they just found like a ton of these. So they're, the volume's gone in the toilet. You know, but that's what's going on, you know. All these things, you know, I guarantee you they're going to bail out this bank. They're going to show you some, they'll call it something else, but it's a taxpayer-funded bailout. Your money that you pay in taxes is going to go up to fund it. Yeah. So like Biden, that's never been to New Palestine, Ohio, the New York Times, oops, we forgot to mention that, you know, Gavin Newsom left when that blizzard happened. Yep, he left. He went on vacation, you know. God, you know, when they had a story about all the deaths. I mean, I wouldn't want Newsom there. I wouldn't want Biden there if I was in Ohio, New Palestine, Ohio. I don't want Biden to come. I mean, it's just crazy. But think about it like this. It's ridiculous. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. But people, that don't make no sense. A governor that leaves during a climate crisis blizzard in California, he just takes off and leaves. He leaves and goes on vacation when there's travel bans in place for Californians not to go anywhere. But, oh, he gets voted for? I don't know how anyone can support. I mean, you have police torturing an elderly man for 24 hours to try to get him to confess. Because, oh, yeah, there's all these concessions you can do to become a cop. Yeah, not to become a cop, but to, yeah, there's all these concessions to become a Christian. Oh, yeah, you can be a Christian in China. And, yeah, they have, like, if you get everything approved, you can become a, yeah, they'll support it until good things happen, and then nope. And they tried to get this person shut down, and, hey, you need to go against these two pastors. And, you know, they tried to get him to basically say, make up lies, and he refused to, and because he's a true Christian. Brother Wang is a member of the Xian Church in the Shanghai province. And basically, he ain't going to back down. He's a Christian. I know where I'm going. He ain't going to. And that's, you know, Jesus doesn't say, God doesn't say the storm ain't going to come. But when it comes, he's going to be there with you. You know, if when the storm's happening, if you focus on God and Jesus, you'll be good. But when you take your eye off of Jesus or God, that's when you sink. You know, you have a Christian street preacher who misgendered someone because he was a male and called him a male. You know, his conviction's been overturned in the UK. He didn't back down. It's nice. We need to not back down. We need to not back down. We need to not back down. Stand up for what we believe in. Let me see where we're at, folks. Got about 13 minutes left in the program. We need to not back down. We need to be where we are. I mean, when you think about this whole, like, the catch a predator thing, you always think of, look at all these males, and all these males looking after this and that, and, you know, high school cheer coach arrested after having sex with daughter's underage boyfriend over 300 times. It was a female. Oklahoma high school cheer coach Jennifer Hawkins, 45, was arrested for allegedly having sex with her daughter's 16-year-old boyfriend more than 300 times, according to Oklahoma City police officers. Wow. Pardon me. But that's, it's, what's this world coming to? You know, go to an adult. Go to an adult. Go to an adult. I need to go to an adult. How can I go to an adult when, you know, what the heck? It's kind of like when people are going nuts about the old clip from Mr. Rogers. Boys are boys from the beginning. If you're boys, if you're born a boy, you stay a boy. If you're born a girl, you stay a girl. Girls are girls from the beginning. If you're born a girl, you stay a girl. You become a woman. Not here. Well, at least she's been arrested. And it's not like a, how dare her. I mean, I could get arrested for doing the same thing they would teach in elementary schools. I bet you, I'm waiting for someone to get like a school curriculum about what they teach in school. And if they sit there and they try to get, and they get caught by like someone doing an undercover saying they're like 13 when they're actually like 18, when they're actually like 20 something. And you come in to visit my daughter. And their defense is, well, look at what they're teaching in school. If I was to do this in school, oops. No, if they didn't support it in school, you would be the problem if it was in elementary school, but since, you know, that's the problem. You know, in school, this would probably be acceptable. You know, it's up, it should be up to the parents to educate their kids, not the other way around, not the government. And about 9 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I'm going to try to get the ingredients to make it. But I'm going to get into this. I'm going to move on, folks. Got a little bit of time left. Supposedly, there's two things going on. You got the Glazers that are going to sell. You've got, as I move on with Manchester United, you got the Glazers movement. They're going out. I think it's going to, well, there's supposed to be like four people that we know of. It's the Qatar and it's Sir Jim. And my thoughts are, let me see here. A lot of people don't want Qatar because in their country, they don't believe in, like, transgender and stuff like that. They don't. They don't believe in that. I mean, this is what gets me. This is what gets me. I want to get into this. It is number 18, Bournemouth, which I think was 20th at the time, beat Liverpool 1-0, but then we got slaughtered by Liverpool 7-0. How can Liverpool lose 1-0 to Bournemouth? Kind of sounds like us back in the day. You know, it's going to be interesting because I think there's like, if we win like two more games or something, I forget, there's something like they said, if we win like two more games, basically it's almost impossible for us to get anything but top four, you know, so. But I just don't, the sale needs to be done ASAP, and I kind of feel like the Blazers thought they'd be having like tons of people interested in. There's supposedly two others, and we believe they're hidden because I think they're like investment things that just want to dump money into the club. But you look at Sir Jim and Qatar. I want it done so we can figure out what's going to happen. What about the transfer window? You know, we got our... We took on good old-fashioned... Southampton, and we drew. No. I mean, I don't know. It's like we do really good. It's like we're starting to stagnate. So it's going to be interesting to see moving forward what we do. Because, I mean, besides those two that have remained anonymous, I think it's just Sir Jim and Qatar, the only two that are interested. Because I know if it was Amazon or Apple or any big thing, you would know about it. So it's going to be interesting to see. I want to see. I want to see an end to it. Because I kind of feel like, well, this is when we're going to do it. And then it's like it keeps getting dragged along. Is this going to be like a, hey, you know. Like you think, like, okay, Fabrizio Romano, here we go, and it goes from, we're waiting for the here we go to, it never happens, you know, and I don't want to sit there and, it has to happen, I'm just waiting for it to, oh yeah, that's right, yeah, no, wait a minute here, we gotta go. We got to go. We need to get this deal done that we can, you know, they need to be. But imagine if the people that are going to talk to players now about for a summer transfer aren't the ones that are going to be the ones in charge of it. So I don't know. We're starting to get this inconsistent. I mean, we should have beat. I mean, what the heck? No. Now I was at church, and I'm like, no, what the heck? Ugh. It's just nuts. I mean, we've got some things we got to work out with the team. We just need to get some depth in the squad. There's a bunch of players that need to go. A bunch of players need to come in. We're going in the right direction. So, I mean... I kind of feel there's a lot of rules for us, not for everyone else. It's one of those things, oh yeah, this happens and that happens and this happens and, okay, this guy gets knocked out. Not even a foul called. The guy with no one around him trips on his own shoelace and red card. Who are you going to charge? Casper? Are you bloody kidding me? It's just hilarious. It's just one of those things. I just hope whoever we get, that we have some sort of transfer window where I can say, okay, this is, okay. They don't take some investment group. Yeah, they're going to dump $2 billion into the club. We're staying in charge. Hooray. I don't want that. You know, so. I just get frustrated because you sit there and like, oh, yeah, we're doing great. And then, I mean, that must even be worse. Okay, Liverpool got beat 1-0 by 20th a 20th table team, and you got beat by them 7-0, that must make you even feel warm. Oh, oops. I don't know. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of it. I really hope you do. Wake up. Stand up for what you believe in. Stand up while you still can. Stand up for what you believe in. Have a backbone. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have some conviction. Stand up for what you believe in. You know, I can stand with somebody I disagree with if they never change. I can support a liberal even more if it's like, hey, I didn't like Trump, but hey, we weren't at war. I didn't agree with this, but hey, this didn't happen or that didn't happen. You know, all these things that liberals are supposedly against, they're going to be fixing them when the liberal is in charge. Trump is being blamed for everything in Biden's administration's that he's doing because kids don't know anybody. He's kidding me. It's Trump's fault, even though Biden's in charge. You know, it's like, it's ridiculous. It's bloody ridiculous. You know? But they don't know anything. It's going to be interesting to see where we go from here, folks. But thank you so much for tuning in. Just stand up for what you believe in. But thank you so much for tuning in, and don't forget that, folks, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other. Thank you so much. But with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Don't forget this. Put God first and watch him work. God bless you all. And until Wednesday, good night and goodbye.